Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam in Hilchas Chayv El Mazik. The Shiur should be a Schus Yedid Nafshi of Daniel Kratka Shlita B'chol B'nei Veisel. Pere Gimel Halachas Hey and Vav Hamavayish is Chaver B'dvar Mishraka Gubu B'gadav Pater Minat HaShalomim V'yesh L'beiz and Ligdar B'chol Mokom B'chol Zman Kamo Shiiru V'im B'yesh Tamidei Chachamim Chayv L'shalim L'bosh Talmidei Chachamim, Chayv L'shalim L'boshes Shleim Alfa Pisha L'bishar L'bedvarim. Person who embarrasses his friend with words or he spit on his clothing, he's putter from payment. And Beis Din has to make fences in every place and every time as they see fit. And if a person was Mefayish Talmidei Chachamim, he has to pay him. It's interesting, the Ram says Talmidei Chachamim and him. So I heard recently from Hagon Rav Aaron Kahn Shlita that Ramam never ever uses the word Talmud Chacham. He always says Talmud Chachamim. See here also. Even though it's talking about one Talmud Chacham, he says Talmud Chachamim. Bimbiyash Talmud Chacham, he has to pay him Baishas, even though it's only Bidvarim, even though it's only with words. And the halacha was already passed against Kolam Mevayish Talmud Chacham, a field of Varim, Konsen also. Anybody's Mevayish Talmud Chacham, even with words, so he gets a Knas. Vekovim Imenu Mishkol Chamisha Vishloshim Dinner. So here's a knas of 35 dinar of gold, which weighs 9 slime less a quarter. And we have a tradition that we collect this in every place. Sign Eretz Yisrael, sign Chutz Laretz, Palach Vav. Maisim hayu etzlenu tam v'kach b'sfarad v'yishtam v'cham shayim ochlem al ze v'kach noyelem v'yishtovei avoysim shara b'neem v'aldeanam ayom v'vayish chayvatim l'litra zov. We had Maisim like this in Spain, the Talmidei Chacham who are Mochel, and that is fitting for them. And sometimes a person demands the Knas and they make a Pshara, and the Dayanim would say to the Mevayish, you have to give him a liter of gold. Ad kan midivrei kacho shel harambam. And as always, in our Rambam Shiurim, or almost always, we are going to go on the Derech of Moreinu Rabbeinu, Gaon Uzeinu L'shmo L'zichor Tavis Nefesh, and Gaon Rav Manzat Zal. The din of the Rambam, that if one was Mevayish, his friend, B'dvorim, his pater, is rooted in a sugya in Bava Mekam, on Tzadi Aleph Amit Beis, where it says, B'yisha B'dvorim pater Miklum. U'mizet Tzarechiyun, and what the Rambam writes later on, this was 3, 5, and 6. Later on in 5-7, Perek Hey, Halacha Zayin, Ram Kotev, Sha'af Opi Shaboishas Havi Knas, Moideb Knas Pater, Mikal Mokoim Chayav Beboishas. Even though Boishas is a penalty, and somebody who admits to a penalty is Pater, nevertheless, when it comes to Boshas, he's Chayev. In other words, when one admits that he embarrassed his friend, he's Chayev. Why? In other words, if somebody injured his friend and it caused his friend embarrassment, and then he admitted to doing it, so now at the time of the admission, he is embarrassing his friend. Because the Nechbal, the one who was wounded, he didn't do it in front of people. He has no boshes. It's not embarrassed. It wasn't done in front of anybody. Embarrassment comes when it's done in the presence of others. It wasn't done in the presence of others. So what's the word? The word is, when he was moedev based in, that's when the embarrassment came about. So Mamela called Dice that he owes him boshes. When he's moide be-based, and normally moide be-knas potter, but here he's moide is chayv, because at the time of the haidah, it was the time of the boishas. Now, this haidah is boishas tvarim. So why is he chayv if he's mevayishim shalei b'fnei b'nei adam? Why is he chayv if he does it not in front of people? V'hi kushis ha-minchas chinuch b'mitzvah memtes. Or Sameach Le'el Perek Beis Halacha Beis In other words, if Reuven was mevayish Shimon, not in the presence of others, and then he admitted it in Beis, then he has to pay the knas. And the question is why? It's dvarim, and the Rambam here says that busha b'dvarim, there's no payment. And yet the Rambam 5:7 says when he's moida, that's a busha, busha b'dvarim, and that's why he's chayiv, because he's mevayish Shimon, he's mitzvah in the Beis Din that he was chayvul bo. So you see that it's there is payment for busha b'dvarim. So that's the Menchas Chinuch and Memtes. That's the Or Sameach Perak Beis Halach Beis. That's Rabbi Zalman and the Eben Ezel. There in Perak Hay. And Moreno Barabenu and the Yad Melech in Perak Aleph Halach Beis discusses this. And this is the Kasha of the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yaina and the Shita Mekubetzes in Ksubis 65b. The Mishnah there, we speak about the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the Zimtzin Boishas, a revealed Boishas and a hidden Boishas, as with regard to the husbands being Zocha b'Boishas Ishto, that it can't be that we're talking about where he was Mevayish her privately, as opposed to being Mevayish her in front of others, like Tosis writes there in Dibur Ma'aseh Bizman, because if you're Mevayish b'Seser, that's not Boishas. And if you're going to say that he was Mevayisher B'Seser, and he has to pay when he was Moida, but he was Mevayisher, so that's B'Shas Amira the Busha comes, and Mevayish B'Dvarim Pater. So it can't be talking about that the difference is between being Mevayisher, the difference in the Mishnah between Boshes B'Seser and Boshes B'Golui, revealed and hidden Busha, cannot mean it revealed that... reveal hidden means no one sees it, and revealed means someone sees it. Because if he embarrassed her in private, b'seser, then there's no, it's not boishes at all. And then if you're going to say that he admitted in front of Beis Din, and that's why it's boishes, so excuse me, that's b'yisho b'dvarim. So that's exactly the kasha of the achronim. That b'yisho b'dvarim is not busha. So the Mishnah can't be referring to a case where he was Mevayisher in public and then he admitted in front of Beis Din, because that's not called Busha. Because that's Busha B'Dvarim. Busha B'Dvarim is not Busha. So we have over here in the Rambam that Busha B'Dvarim isn't Busha. And yet we have in the Rambam 5, that's the Rambam 3:5. We have in the Rambam 5:7, Chayv L'Mazik, that Busha B'Dvarim is Busha. V'tzarech Iyun Das HaRambam, that he's Chayv B'Chay Gavna, that he's made in front of Beis. Vayin, that's our first problem. Vayin b'Rambam le'el b'perek Beis halacha Beis, where the Rambam writes those instances that he doesn't pay all five categories of nezek. Ayin sham b'Rambam, where he speaks about hiko b'makom she'ein onira, kikon she'iko al birkav. Let's say he hits the guy in an invisible place in the body, a place that people can't see, on his knees, on his back. So he pays tsar, he has pays for the pain, and he pays for the medical payments, the ripui. Because there's no busha, because he can't see it. He hit him with a handkerchief in his hand. There, all you have to pay, there's no tsar, there's no ripui. You hit him with a handkerchief, you hit him with a shtar. So all you have is the boishes. Okay, so that's the Rambam. The Raivid in the Asagas writes, when the Rambam says he hit him a makom she'ein onira, the Raivid says, shaloi b'makom roim, nobody saw him doing it. Right, it isn't only that... It isn't only that he hit him in a place where you can't see it, but it's also that he didn't do it in the presence of others. That's the one hasag of the Ravid. And the Ravid continues, he called him with pachas, when he hit him with the handkerchief, that he has to pay boishas. The Ravid writes, b'makom roim, people see it. That's why he has to pay boishas, because people saw it. And there's a bush involved. So that's the Ravid's two asagas. One is that when he hit him with the on his knees or in his back, so the reason there's no boshes is because no one saw him doing it. And in the case where he hit him with the handkerchief, the reason he is chayv boshes is because people did see him doing it. And the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam agrees with this. The pshita behikol bebir 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 bebircho b'makom roim chayv beboshes. That if he hit him in his knees and people saw it, then there's a chayv boshes. And the Rambam was saying, because it's pashut, that it's b'makom sheroim oisai. She'b'makom roim chayv. That if they would see, he'd be chayv. In other words, the Rambam says that if he hit him on his knees, so then he's pater. But it's pashut, if people would see, he'd be chayv al tzedabusha. So the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam doesn't dispute the Ravid on this point. And on the second Hasaga, the Ravid says, the Magid Mishnah says, Gam ken. There's no argument here. In other words, the Rambam agrees that if you hit him with the mitpachat, so then you hit him with the handkerchief. Also today they call a mitpachat a woman. She wears a kerchief on her head. A married woman. Kederech benos Yisrael aksheros v'taharos. So if he hits him with such a thing, so then b'makom ro'im he's chayiv. The Rambam agrees. So that's the Rambam, that's the Magid, that's the Ravid, and that's the Magid Mishneh. Ve'eno muvan, demkein ma'itayme chilek haRambam bein yikar bebirchoi l'satrei. V'rei tarvayu shavim shebemakom roim b'shneim chayev v'sheloi b'makom roim b'shneim patur. Shnanu kan ba'ya. The Rambam says that let's say he hit him on his head and then it swelled up. So what does he have to pay? He has to pay three assessments. He has to pay his pain, his medical treatment, and his boishes and the embarrassment that he suffered. And if he stuck him in a place where the blow can't be seen, like in the knees or on the back, he has to pay two assessments. He has to pay his pain and his medical treatment. And if he swats him with a handkerchief he was holding or a document or the like, so he only has to pay one assessment, he has to pay embarrassment. That's the Rambam. But why does the Rambam make a distinction between where he hits him in a revealed place or a hidden place? Excuse me, why does the Rambam make a distinction between the case where he hits him on his knees or on his back? And there the Rambam says that he pays tsar and ribui, where there's another case where he hits him with the handkerchief, he swats him with a handkerchief, then he pays boshes. But it's really the same thing. If in the first case, if people saw it, then he has to pay. When he hits him al birkav v'al gabo, if people saw it, he has to pay. And if nobody sees it, then he doesn't have to pay. So it all depends if someone sees it. As the Ravid and the Magid, as the Magid Mishnah learns in the Rambam, because the Rambam agrees with the Ravid. So in the first case of Bircha Bagabo, so the vort is that he has to pay if people see him being hit, then he has to pay. And if people don't see, he doesn't have to pay. And then in the next case, with a handkerchief, it's the same thing. If people see it, he has to pay. And if people don't see it, he doesn't have to pay. So why does the Rambam distinguish between the two cases? It's really, Rambam seems to say they're two different halachas. It's one halacha. These are both cases where it has to be seen. And if it's not seen, in other words, it's not being given in a visible place, you're not going to see the wound afterwards in these cases, right? You're going to see the wound, then it's a different story. But in these cases, no wound with a handkerchief or a shtar, there's no wound. And with al birkav or al gabo, there's no visible wound. So therefore, the whole word is that people can see it. People see it when it happens. So it's the same thing. If people see it, then he's chayv. If people don't see it, he's pater. And yet the Rambam separates them as if they're two separate halachas. And the Rambam says in the hitting on the knee case, then he's pater. And the hitting and with the handkerchief, he's chayiv, because the hitting on the knee is pater, because no one sees. The handkerchief is chayiv, because everybody, because Torah Mora people see it. So it's the same halacha. Why does the Rambam split them up into two? So that's another question we have. And we also have to understand what the Lecha Mishnah asks, that the Rambam should have been mechalik. Right, the Rambam is mechalik over here between whether he pays two assessments or three assessments. When does he pay three assessments? When he hits him on the head and the head swells. He pays three assessments. He pays his pain, his medical treatment, and the embarrassment he suffered. And if he strikes him in a place where the blow can't be seen, he pays two assessments, his pain and his medical treatment. So I have an idea, says the Lecha Mishnah. Why is the Rambam mechalek two and three when he hits him on his knees? In other words, if people see it, then he pays three assessments. And if people don't see it, he pays two assessments. So why don't we make that chiluk? Why don't we make the chiluk in two different completely different cases, make it say a bigger chiddush? Says even a chiluk when he hits him on the knees. If people can see it, it's three assessments, and if people can't see it, it's two assessments. So why does the Rambam only write the Hechatimsi to be Mechayiv 3 when he hits him on the head and the head swelled, which is a visible wound? You can even do it if it's an invisible wound, as long as people see him giving the blow. So see the Merkevus HaMishnah, see the Rasamech, what they say about this. Okay, so this is the first stage of our journey through this halacha, through these halachas, and we're going to come out with a massive yesod in the next shir. We still have some kashas to work out, and then eventually we're going to get to our yesod to be miyashiv everything, please God. And bezrat Hashem b'li neder, anachon namshich. Ani modeh lechem ma'od shehazantem, v'kfi shani ohev latzatet, tafasta meruba lo tafasta, az ze tov kshanachnu lo osim yoter midai bevat achat. טוב, תודה רבה שהאזנתם, בלי נדר נמשיך, שלום שלום.